decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown, bang, bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Nowitzki again for the lead, again for the lead.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Hand it off to Johnson, Boise State.
Davis. Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Harper's going to win the football. Can you believe it?
Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
Well, there you have it. And we're back. Episode 89. It's your boy, Ryan Seeker. And, of course, the dog behind the desk, Rylan Dawson. He's
yes,
back in
sir.
The building.
Here I am.
I don't know if you guys saw our social media posts on our stories, but Rylan won the bet, if you guys have been keeping track.
Skull. Skull Vikings.
Skull.
Skull Vikings.
Boom. Yeah, I was wrong. The Seahawks, I think they're just not good.
Oh, so you're straight up just switching now?
Well, no. Like, I'm eating my words. Like, I was wrong. Because, yeah. like, if it's Russell Wilson versus Kirk Cousins, I'm like, okay, give me Russell Wilson. You know, because sure. Vikings, you know, they just don't have that defense. You
they
know?
Got Alexander Mattison, though, for, like, what, plus 120 yards?
Dude, yeah, Madison's a beast, bro. He is. Even when he, like, when he gets carries, he's pretty good.
And love the hurdle. Dude, his hurdle game is
really
like
good.
No other.
He's actually a really good hurdler. I've been noticing that. So I am now humbled by this loss. So going forward, I will now give more respect to the Vikings. And
that's right.
And I don't think I'm ever going to bet on the Seahawks again.
It's like betting on the Cubs. Never bet on the Cubs.
Oh, my God, I know. But, yeah, I had a flag football tournament this Sunday. Don't know if y'all were aware. We finished third. It was an 8-on-8 flag football tournament. There was like a $1,600 cash prize for the first place winners. And honestly, we played a total of 6 flag football games.
Damn.
Out of the 7 potential. We made the final 4.
Let's go.
Dude, it was one of the most fun Sundays I've ever had.
How'd you feel the next day?
Oh, paralyzed.
Yeah, I bet.
My buddy texted me. He's like, so is this what it feels like being paralyzed? I was like, I think so. Yeah, everyone's like having to like lift up their legs to move them.
Yeah, I was like, neon. I played one on Saturday and on the blue. And, man, and my team ended up winning. So we played 4 or 5 games. It was, you know, turf field. Saturday was the hottest day in Boise.
Yeah, and the turf
makes
it hotter.
It was like 85. Dude, we all were like sunburned. You probably could see I'm still sunburned on my face. But, dude, it was brutal. And, like, even Monday, like yesterday at work, I was like, ugh. Like sitting down in the office chair, it was hard.
Oh, dude, I know. Waking up, and I slept so well Sunday night.
Oh yeah,
did you? I'm sure you slept well Saturday.
Oh, I went home. I was planning on going out Saturday night, and didn't make it because I didn't press the start button on my alarm or my timer.
You cashed that quick, huh?
Oh yeah. Woke up and I finally found my phone on the side of my bed and looked at it and said 3:03 a.m. And I said, "Yep, I'm pretty sure everyone's not downtown anymore. I'm just gonna go back to bed."
You just my night's over.
Yep.
So. Looks like we're looking forward to Sunday now.
Exactly.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to recap. We got week 3 to recap. I nailed some of my picks. Rylan nailed a lot of his as well. So we gotta discuss that. And then we're also, after that, we're going to look forward to week 4. And we're going to make some bets.
Did Vegas Sports Advantage make you any money this week? Because that made me a ton.
Yes, sir.
I went 15 for 16 on picks, by the way, this week.
Dude.
Technically 14 for 16 because you made me change my Chiefs Chargers pick, but I had the Chargers from day one. So
you count that.
I count that. Yeah. 15 for 16.
That's so crazy that the Chiefs have lost back to back games in September.
Told you Herbert was hungry.
I know. I was like, my God. I was shocked. I mean it's like betting against the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly. It's really is.
It is. And then especially in the month of September. Yeah. Their stats are insane. So I was like, I mean, I feel like I got to go with the Chiefs here, and they're at home.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Did you see that stadium at the end of the game? Oh, my God.
No.
Because I was watching that game live at work.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, dude. The fans were going nuts in that last. And then Mahomes threw that pick in the fourth quarter to give it back to him. That basically sealed the deal.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, my God.
Hell of a game.
Hell of a game, for sure.
Hell of a game. Chargers shocked me, and I was happy to be wrong. I'm glad the Chargers won.
Me too.
Let's go.
Except I'm not happy I didn't start Herbert in my fantasy. So he scored about 53 points and he's on my bench.
53? What? Yep. How do you all score your quarterbacks?
No clue. All I know is he had 53.
That's a
lot
of points.
He had four touchdowns.
He had four touchdowns and like 280 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. He balled. Herbo.
Yep.
I feel like you got to start Herbert every week.
I am now.
Yeah, you just have to.
Well, I was thinking Teddy Bridgewater against the Jets. I thought he was just going to mop him.
Yeah, but what, he only had like, what, two touchdowns?
No, I don't even think he had a touchdown.
Oh, was it just all like running backs?
Yeah, it was all running back touchdowns.
That makes sense. The Jets are just that bad.
Yeah.
And the Broncos defense is that good, so they could just run the ball.
Truth. And Zach Wilson's poop.
As of right now, yeah. It's not looking good. But give him time.
You got something in the chat, Carter Peel saying Kirk Cousins only good for the first 7 games. I could see it.
No, that's Russell Wilson.
You think he's got him twisted?
I think so, yeah. Well, Kirk Cousins just, he can't show up when it matters.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins is not clutch. He, like, any primetime game, his record and his stats are just not good.
Yeah.
Like, not good at all. But Russell Wilson, you know how, like, every first 7 weeks we're always like, oh, this is Russell Wilson's year. Finally, he's going to win MVP, right?
Yep.
The last 4 years we've been saying that, and he always burns out.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Russell Wilson. But I know what you mean, Carter. But Kirk Cousins needs to be a little more consistent as well. I think the thing with Kirk Cousins is it's like he's good 2 games, and then 1 week he's just ass.
Yeah.
And then the next day, like the next week he throws like 3 touchdowns.
For sure.
So, yeah.
And then we got James Hull saying, let's go Bolts.
Oh, yeah,
James, I'm with
fan.
You. I'm with you on that. I'm not a Chargers fan, but I'm with you on that pick. Yeah, I should have stuck with it.
I know. I was wrong, and I was happy to be wrong.
But my team is the only undefeated team. Or no, sorry, the Raiders are undefeated too. Speaking of clutch, Derek Carr.
God, dude.
Matt Mann is clutch in OT.
And we've been saying that too.
Yeah.
The last few shows. And
they had that stat. I think he's like, in his last 25 OT attempts, I think he's won 23 of them.
Yeah, or like, yeah, within like the 2 minutes or OT. Yeah. Like, dude, like we've been saying, like he needs more credit.
No, he does.
And like, it's like, oh, well, like they go 7-9, 6-10. But it's like, dude, their defense has been so bad.
Yeah.
His entire career, like, give him some help.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I'm happy for Carr.
Yeah, good. That was a good win by them.
Okay. Let's start with the games. Washington, Buffalo. This was an ass whooping.
Yep. This, not much to talk about. Buffalo played good. Washington stunk.
Yeah, there's
Buffalo is also minus 1,600 this week for previewing next week.
Oh, they're playing the Texans. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, no, Josh Allen absolutely killed it. Told one of my buddies to pick up Zach Moss and start him. He fucking killed it.
Yeah, I might.
Let's go. Antonio Gibson, 12 carries for 31 yards, but he had one reception for 73-yard touchdown. So if he didn't catch that, I would have been looking to shop him this week, because he's on one of my fantasy teams. Heinicke, not that good. Washington, kind of worried. I don't think it's their year. They got to get a quarterback.
They need a name first before they can say it's their year.
Right.
It's never going to be the football team's year.
Exactly.
when you don't even have a name for your football team.
Yeah,
so.
they don't have a franchise quarterback or a name. So that never works.
That's 2 keys to the lock.
Yeah. Good for the Bills, by the way. Good win. Next game, Bears-Browns. I thought this game was going to be a lot closer, but Justin Fields is just clearly not ready.
I think it was a little bit mixed. I think the team let him down. I mean, what do you say? He got sacked 9 times?
The offensive line's not good, and yeah, he did get sacked 9 times.
So
Myles Garrett had 4.5 sacks.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Justin Fields went 6 of 20.
Wow.
Bad.
Wow.
Bad, 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 yeah, bad. So, don't know what the Bears do going forward here, so I guess they'll just have to see which of the 3 quarterbacks they like going forward now, but I think Fields will get one more start. Who do they play next? The Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'll let Fields start. That'll be good. We might disagree on that one when we go to our picks for next week.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think I already got my pick for that one.
Yeah.
If you've been watching these episodes, I think y'all should know who I'm rooting for. All right.
And just know that I'm most of the time right.
Whoa, I'd say it's pretty even so far. Watch it.
That's true.
You won the bet. I'll give you that.
The one bet, the one true bet, though.
That is true.
I do have the 1-0 on my...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got that one. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
We're going to get more. Okay. Just wait.
All right.
Going forward here, next game, we got Ravens-Lions.
Wow. History was made. Yes, this is a great game.
Oh, man, that Justin Tucker field goal, bro. Imagine if that was in the playoffs.
Oh, man, I don't think he hits it in the playoffs. I think it had to be that game. I just don't think.
Because Tucker put all of his leg into that.
Oh, dude.
And it went off the crossbar.
Yeah. Still went through, though.
Oh, I know. And just goes straight up. And everyone's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then hits the back of the net. That's crazy,
dude. I was at work watching that. You know, the ESPN does their, like, they're like live cast where it shows like the little field and it's like the animation of like the little like loop going like to see like when the ball goes down the field. Like, you know, when you can't watch it on ESPN, it's just like that animation thing of the field. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, it's the like game live cast.
Yeah, game cast. That's what it is.
Okay.
I was watching that at work because that was the one game. That was the last like late game. Or they were like, it was finishing up late. And as I was watching it, I was like, oh, fuck, I need the Ravens to win. And they were down by what, like 2 points, right?
I think they were down one.
And I was like, oh, man. And I saw there was like no time left. And I look over and it says,
Justin Tucker makes Justin Tucker, 66-yard
field
kick.
Goal. And I go, what the hell? And then it goes, says end of fourth quarter. I said, he just hit a game winning, history making field goal
on game.
And I got 14 pick 'em points for that.
Holy shit. Let's go.
Yeah. That was my third highest pick. Last week.
That a boy.
So, yeah, it was a good week for me.
Dude, and I feel bad for the Lions. Can we talk about them?
Yeah, go for it.
The heartbreaking loss to the Niners when they tried to come back. They hung in there with the Packers, but then the Packers are the Packers. They just kind of put the pedal to the metal. And then they lose this one.
To a history-making field goal.
I mean,
they're kind of in the same boat as the Bears a little bit.
Yes, but I think this Lions team plays with heart. Like, they are still, like, they try and win every single game, and that makes me so happy. So, I got my pick going forward for that Lions-Bears game.
For sure.
I like the Lions.
Cool.
I want to pick the Lions. I want them to win so bad, dude. Dan Campbell, Motor City. Next game, Colts-Titans. Titans win here. The Colts are now 0-3.
Colts, Titans. Titans are 0-3. I think Tannehill played very good.
Yeah, he did. The Colts defense kind of they were keeping him in the game, but Derrick Henry, 28 carries, 113 yards. I was at the tournament all Sunday. I didn't really hear much from this game.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
This wasn't really a crazy game. I think I had the Colts winning, though.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. I had Tennessee winning, I'm pretty sure.
I think I picked the Colts. I was like,
wait. The Colts won, yeah?
Titans won.
Man.
Titans won 25-16.
Yeah, I must have not heard that much because I don't even remember this game. I don't even remember who I picked.
Yeah, I think I remember picking the... Yeah, it was the Colts. Because, you know, I was like, there's no way the Colts go 0-3. They're too well coached. They got a good defense. They kind of keep them in this game. But, I mean, right now, they just...
I picked the winning team, though, because the only game I lost last week was the Pittsburgh Bengals game.
Bro, is someone here?
I don't know. You want me to throw it on the logo real quick?
No, it's fine. I don't give a shit. But I'm like, I'm hearing the door close behind me. I'm like, is someone here?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you turn on the on-air sign?
No. I don't think it matters, though. They can hear us.
I guess that... Well, the door's wide open, too, so...
The front door?
Well, no, this door. I can't see the front door. I think we're fine.
If I hear the door close one more time, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump up and just start whooping some ass out there.
Let's go.
I was hearing voices. Did you hear them?
Well, there was a lady standing, like a cleaning lady. Like in the door. I don't know if you could see her.
Oh, if it's the cleaning lady, you know what? Bless her heart. Bless her soul. You know what? We'll let her do her thing, then.
Yeah.
I thought it was someone trying to get in on this. Like,
they probably heard your picks, and they're like, ah!
Okay. But, yeah, I was like, I don't know about the Colts, dude. Like, I feel like the NFL kind of fucked them over schedule-wise.
Yeah.
Because their first three games have been Seahawks, Rams, Titans.
I see where you're coming from.
And then they got the Dolphins next, the Ravens. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
But still, I don't think they're... I don't think they're that great of a team right now, it looks like.
For sure.
But let's just skip that game. Congrats to the Titans.
Yep, Tannehill. I think Tannehill has another good week, too.
I think so, too. He's been a pretty good quarterback in Tennessee.
Rough week one, but he's bounced back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good for him. Chargers-Chiefs. How's the chat doing? Is James still in there? Do you know?
No, James hasn't been very active.
Okay.
Nothing new.
How many live viewers do we have?
We
He's probably watching, I think.
Concurrent viewers, we have two people. So James is probably one of them.
He's probably one of them. James!
James, turn us up, please, because the Chargers won. Ryan was wrong. I was right.
Everyone was wrong.
And Ryan made me switch my pick.
I didn't make you do shit. You listened.
I'm going to go. I wish I had a clip of that episode. Dude, you need to change the Chiefs. That's what.
Yeah, but hey, you still pressed that button. I didn't make you
do
shit.
And luckily it was my 1-point game, so I didn't lose or gain shit.
That's
so
good.
Besides like my pride and my record.
But yeah, dude, the Chiefs
it wasn't a bad game.
It was a great game.
Yeah, it's not like the Chiefs played bad. Besides, I think the one bad thing was Mahomes' pick in the fourth quarter.
Dude, they just seem out of sync.
Yeah, it's like they haven't found that you know, like that handshake, magic, butter, you know, like they haven't found it, that click yet.
Right, yeah, because Mahomes is throwing passes and like they seem a little
Mahomes
behind.
Mahomes like seemed, I was watching that game and yeah, Mahomes like seemed not like ready almost.
Yeah.
Like not prepared.
No, it was weird. Like I don't know. The Chiefs don't look right to me right now. I'm not worried about them.
Yeah, I'm not too worried.
Because they're going to figure it out. And they just signed Josh Gordon too.
I did see that. Good for them.
I don't know how much that's going to help. Because I feel like he's not the same as he once was.
Yeah.
Back in 2013. Oh God, it's almost a decade ago when he was in his prime.
Make you feel old?
Kinda. Jesus.
We do got James. James said he's still in the chat. He said he's here. We got Trey Jones. Chiefs aren't winning the division. I can see it. The Broncos are. You're right about that.
Let's go, Trey. Wait, did Trey say that?
Yeah, Trey said the Chiefs aren't winning the division. And he's right because the Broncos are.
Who is?
Denver Broncos.
If it's anyone, I think it's the Chargers.
Yeah, no, I think so too. But I got to root for my Broncos. Sorry.
No, I agree 100%. I'd do the same thing.
And and Christian Butler just said
CLCB.
Yes,
he's a Ravens fan.
But he just said Chiefs are a fumbled punt away from 0-3.
Yeah,
which is pretty gnarly.
That is very true. Yeah, they could easily be 0-3 right now.
Damn, could you imagine that the Chiefs and the Jets are in the same.
That's the same
0% winning streak or winning percentage.
Oh my God.
Like
through 3 weeks, dude,
that'd be history. That's almost better than a 66-yard field goal.
That would just be weird. That'd be like the Warriors starting a season like 5-11.
Yeah. And then Trey Jones just said Raiders could be a sneaky division.
I think so too, bro. Their defense has.
I feel like the Raiders are always
way better. Yeah, but then they fall apart.
Yeah, like mid to late. But like late, like mid season, they put it together and they find it. I feel like it's happened the past couple years, and then yeah, like late two, like last 3-4 weeks, it's like done.
Yeah. So yeah, they just got to keep riding this hot streak the Raiders are on, and that Casey Hayward signing, he's back, dude. When he was on the Chargers, he was really good. Had a couple his last 2 years there, he kind of fell off. But then now the Raiders signed him, and he looks like he's back in his prime form. So
yeah,
the Raiders needed a corner so bad, just one corner. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So yep, congrats on the Chargers sticking to that game. Chiefs, I'm sure they'll figure it out, but they do seem off.
Yeah, I'm sure they will figure it out too.
Next game, Saints Patriots.
Let's go. Good pick by you. Appreciate this one.
This was a tough one.
It was.
Especially like going into this game, the Saints were coming off an ugly performance against the Panthers. A lot of their players were hurt. A lot of the coaches were, you know, with COVID. Rookie quarterback for the Pats, Belichick versus Sean Payton. So this was kind of it wasn't a great game. The Saints defense though looks really good right now when they're healthy and no one has COVID.
Yeah. No, but, they definitely, I mean, and they proved it too.
Yeah, they're still missing a few players, but they had 3 interceptions, 3 sacks. One of them was a pick six, blocked punt. So, yeah, I mean, and then Jameis Winston had an all right game, 13 of 21, 2 TDs, no interceptions is huge.
Huge.
Marquez Callaway finally finding the end zone. He's been a little disappointing as of late, but.
It's only week 3.
Right, and he's technically the third option, but they're throwing him at the number one because Thomas is out.
Hey, you can't start talking until week 5, remember?
Right, yeah.
That's Ryan's rule.
It is, yeah. I don't judge teams till week 5. But Saints look good so far.
Definitely.
I still think this team's going to make the playoffs once they're healthy, fully. When they get Michael Thomas back, that'll be huge. That'll be a big weapon. I think that'll get this offense going a little bit more. Because right now it seems like the defense is kind of carrying the Saints right now.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that.
Or they're giving them, they're giving them like that.
They're helping them out. They're definitely that they got the leg up on the win, helpingness of the win.
Yes, yeah, yes.
I think the defense is contributing more. I mean, obviously, offense.
They're putting up
scores
points.
Points, but right.
But their field position's been great with that defense.
Yep.
But yeah, New England. I think Mac Jones.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck on New England. I don't really know what to think.
Yeah.
Like, the better than the Bears and like. You know, the who else were you, the Detroit? But
yeah.
Like, not like, you know.
I think Seth said that he likes the Patriots making the playoffs.
Really?
I still don't know. I still don't think this roster is what Belichick wants it to be right now.
Yeah.
I think they need a few more years.
Are they a young team?
Pretty young.
Like overall young?
Yeah.
God, imagine if this is like Belichick's new dynasty team, though.
Yeah. I'm not saying Mac Jones is like already not the future. I think they need more help weapons-wise,
sure.
Offensive line. Maybe even a little defense, so.
Yeah.
Patriots fans, it's not your year, but it's better than Cam Newton. I can tell you that. I can tell you that much.
That is true.
All right, next game. Falcons-Giants.
Remember when
I said this was going to be like kind of a close game, but it's going to be horrible?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
It's exactly what happened.
And Matty Ice came through, baby.
I can't remember who I picked to win.
You had the Giants.
Did I?
Had,
God,
yes.
Bro. Well, this was pretty much a coin flip.
Yeah, no, it was. But I was like, you know, I told you, remember, I got to go with my guy, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and that's fair.
And Matt Ryan pulled through, did he not?
Yeah, no, he did. I was thinking because, you know, Giants have more weapons. And unfortunately, the Giants just lost maybe one of their best defensive players to an ACL tear, their
I
linebacker.
Saw that.
God, that's not good.
Trey Jones in the chat, sorry.
What do you say?
Tom Brady's about to hang 40 on Belichick's head on Sunday.
He is, bro. He fucking is. Yeah, no, Tom's about to go the fuck off.
Oh, could you imagine if Tom just like goes and like teabags Belichick?
Yeah, he's going to whip out his cock midfield.
Just start helicoptering it.
Yeah.
like, fuck you, Belichick.
You see this, Bill?
This is Tampa Tom.
Yeah, Mac doesn't have this. Yeah, good for the Falcons. I mean, I did not care for this game at all. I'm going to be honest. This was a shit show. Youngway Koo, fantasy owners, congrats on the game-winning field goal. That's all I got.
Sick.
Saquon Barkley finally found the end zone. I'm sure his fantasy owners are very, very frustrated right now. He just doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
Right now, he's got to get his confidence back.
I feel that.
Next game, and this was one of my better calls. Bengals Steelers.
Ah, I knew you're gonna go in on me right here.
I'm not gonna grill you because I mean I could see why you could pick the Steelers here, and I was leaning towards it. This was one of my ballsier picks of the week.
Sure.
I didn't think it'd be this big of a blowout though.
Really?
Oh, I did not. I didn't think the Steelers would only put up 10.
Huh.
And the Bengals put up 24. Ja'Marr Chase, he looks good. He looks really good.
You think?
Him and Joe Burrow are clicking already. Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase, I think he's already a top 10 fantasy receiver, isn't he? He's got like 4 touchdowns.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's had a touchdown every game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's balling. Joe Mixon looks pretty decent. Joey B, man. I'm happy. He's finally back.
Yeah.
He recovered from that ACL well, so good on him.
Yeah, good for him.
But the Steelers are ass.
Dude, I like
Big Ben is cheeks.
Yeah, I think he's washed.
Bro, he just can't keep throwing the ball 58 times?
No way. He threw it 58 times?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How can his arm stand that?
I don't know. Well, actually, he had 38 completions and 14 of them went to Najee Harris.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Najee Harris had like 28 fantasy points in PPR. But he only had 140 yards.
Still,
no touchdowns.
Still 14 receptions, though.
I know, dude. He had 14 carries and 14 receptions.
God.
Yeah. So, that kind of shows you Big Ben was just dinking and dunking.
Yeah.
So, I think this has got to be his last year. Steelers are definitely going to be looking for a quarterback. But fuck yeah, Bengals. Let's go.
Maybe they can take Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson would thrive.
Zach Wilson in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You could have a terrible towel, Jordan headband.
his wannabe Johnny Manziel Baker Mayfield headband.
Yeah.
Next game.
Poor guy.
Arizona, Jacksonville.
See, this game, like, the start of this game was pretty shitty.
I didn't watch this.
I looked
Please
back.
Enlighten me.
I didn't watch it. Yeah, I just saw that. I was watching the score. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you know, I think Jacksonville was like back and forth lead. And then all of a sudden I look back, I think it was second half of the game too. And like Arizona's up at like 20 points. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
Oh, the returned field goal was pretty dope though.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, but no, but that was the Jags that had that.
Yeah, no, I know. But like I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes, I did see that. That was pretty sick. But I like looked back at the score and it was the final score 31-17, right?
31-19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell happened? Like, how did Arizona score so many times?
Bro, A.J. Green had 5 catches for 112 yards. Is he back?
Maybe.
Wow. Trevor Lawrence leads the league in interceptions.
Good for him. I bet you Zach Wilson's right behind him, right?
Yeah, I think he's got to be right behind him.
It has to be.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Zach Wilson threw a pick against Denver. That's good.
Probably because he barely touched the field. Game was like 26-0.
It was.
Has Zach Wilson had a touchdown yet?
No, Zach Wilson actually threw 2 interceptions to to Denver. Zach Wilson has 2 touchdowns, yeah.
Passing or rushing?
Passing.
So he hasn't personally touched the end zone with his own feet.
Well, he's a quarterback. I don't know. I mean, he might have. I know he has a 2-point conversion.
Okay.
Let's see. Rushing.
And he has a safety, too, doesn't he?
Like safety against him?
Yes.
Not sure.
Who had a safety last week? It might have been week 2 safety, too.
I think I know what you're saying. Someone did.
Yeah, someone had a safety. I thought it was Zach Wilson. Maybe not.
Fuck, it might have been Jameis.
I think you are right.
Against the
Jameis.
Panthers.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I can't remember.
Christian Butler asked, if Big Ben keeps playing as bad as he does, you think Pittsburgh will just boo him off the field?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think so. I think Steelers fans hate him.
Yeah. He's literally terrible.
Yeah, why did he come back?
Terrible towel.
Yeah.
Hit him with it.
Get the fuck out of the field, bro. And the Steeler Nation is fucking brutal. They're ruthless. Yeah, they'll boom off the field. Who's their backup? Isn't it freaking Dwayne Haskins? Rudolph?
I think they still have Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah, start Rudolph. I think it's time.
Anyone but Big Ben.
Good God.
It's sad because he had a good career.
Oh, yeah. No, Ben's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's just like, his time's up.
Yeah. It's,
like when you're
it's
making.
Like it's sad, though, to see it like, you know, like, dude, like, you could have just retired, not have any of this trash talked on.
Right? Him. I feel like last year, like, we kind of got retirement vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like him and Breeze should have just gone out together.
100%. Oh, yeah. That would have been nice.
See, Breeze knew.
God, that retirement party would have been fun.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Tampa Tom retirement party is going to be absolutely insane.
Oh, my God. Bro, he's not going to retire for a while. It's ridiculous how good he is.
It's not even, yeah.
All right, we'll go to your game next. Broncos-Jets, 26-0.
So how was Zach Wilson this week, Ryan? Give us your Zach Wilson analysis.
So I thought...
he played terrible, didn't score a point.
Yeah, but I think it's more credit to your defense.
Yeah, that is true.
Well.
My defense is... pretty raw.
The Denver defense is pretty good.
You know, Bridgewater, for how easy of an opponent he had, he didn't impress me this week.
I don't think they kind of wanted to just air it out.
Yeah.
I feel like they were just like, we keep getting sacks and picks, so let's just kind of just
definitely
chew the clock, run it out.
And, I mean, Broncos are, yes, they've had the easiest schedule probably, but they're still power ranked like 13th.
No.
Which.
What do you think? I mean, disrespectful?
Undefeated? A little bit. I think top 10, undefeated.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got Teddy B up in there.
Oh, God, bro. Yeah, your schedule has been a fucking cakewalk.
Yeah, we got Ravens this week. Like, but, hey, the Ravens almost lost to the fucking Detroit Lions, so.
Like, I'm pretty sure all the teams you've played so far are
0-3. Okay, you know.
I'm pretty sure the Jets, Jacksonville, yeah, and the Giants.
You know. It can turn me up, right? Turn me up first week, 3 weeks after that.
Hey, what? You got the Lions next or what?
No, we have the Ravens. And the Ravens almost fucking lost the Lions, so easy there.
Okay, no. I think the Ravens, like, if you guys beat the Ravens, you guys got to jump up to top 6.
Have to.
This is going to, this will test who your team, truly is. And I think you guys can win. It's in Mile High. And then you got the Steelers, and then that Raiders game is going to be lit.
Yeah.
Because Broncos-Raiders, that's like a big rivalry. Or at least it was.
Yeah.
Is it still kind of a rivalry?
A little bit.
Okay. But yeah, that's funny. Congrats on the win against the Jets.
Thank you.
Raiders-Dolphins, this was a phenomenal game. This came down to the last 3 seconds of overtime.
What a game.
Raiders still just staying composed, hanging in there.
Raider Nation.
Raider Nation. Peyton Barber, 23 carries, 111 yards, and a TD. Okay. Darren Waller wasn't the leading reception guy for the Raiders. It was Bryan Edwards.
I picked up Barber in fantasy this week because of CMC getting hurt.
That's good. But isn't Jacobs coming back?
No, he's still got 2 weeks, I think.
Really?
At least another week. Barber's supposed to play this week, too.
Okay, and then who are the Raiders? Oh, the Raiders have the Chargers.
Yeah.
And the Chargers' run defense isn't that good.
No. So that's why I just need someone to replace CMC, so.
For now, yeah, because isn't CMC like 3 weeks?
They said 3 to 4.
3 to 4 weeks, hamstring.
It'll probably be 4 to 5.
Yeah, because they're going to – hamstrings are no joke.
No, not at all.
Like, if it's still lingering, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Derek Carr leads the NFL in passing yards.
Good for him.
Dog. Okay. Yeah, good win. Dan Carlson. The man.
Yeah.
Way to hit it. Turn me up.
Hey, the Dolphins didn't look bad either. They hung in there.
I feel bad they lost Tua, man. I wanted to see how Tua did.
So did I.
Very unfortunate.
It is.
All right. Next game. Rams-Bucks.
God, you had the pick on this one. I got to give you credit.
The Rams.
You had the Rams. And, you know, everything worked out. And, dude, if you push the score away, right, you don't even look at the score, and you just look at Tom Brady's stats.
Oh,
400 plus yards.
41 of 55.
Exactly. And you're like,
one touchdown.
Brady won that game.
Yeah.
Easy, Brady won that game. And you bring the score and you're like, Brady didn't win that game.
Yeah, but Stafford's stats, 27 of 38, 350 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn, DeSean Jackson. Brady was their leading rusher.
Yeah.
Am I seeing that right?
You are.
God, and he had a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
Brady, 3 carries, 14 yards. Uh-huh. Ronald Jones, 5 carries, 11 yards.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Godwin had a rushing touchdown. Okay. Yeah, from what I've been seeing, I don't think this Tampa defense is the same from their Super Bowl run.
Yeah. Who'd they lose? Did they lose some defensive players in the offseason?
Murphy Bunting has like an 8-week injury right now. No, they brought back everyone. I just don't know what the deal is.
Huh. Maybe party a little too hard.
Maybe. Defense is having a little hangover. The offense looks fine.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the offense. But, yeah, that defense. Cause that defense wasn't very solid when they played Dallas week one.
Yeah. But I'll say it. I think the Rams are my number one team in the NFL right now.
Who's power ranked number one officially?
I don't know. I think it depends on the list.
I hope it's not the Chiefs. If that, then it's just like.
It can't be the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But me personally, I think the Rams are the best team in football right now.
Yeah.
And I don't release my power rankings till week five. But as of right now, I mean, from what I've seen, the Rams look sound.
Yeah, no. They look good. They played good. Still got ugly uniforms, but.
Yeah. But, I mean, and then their defense is just still dogs.
It's the stadium.
Yeah, and the stadium's so sick. SoFi, so dope.
Wow. Terrible name for a stadium, SoFi.
SoFi Stadium. Yeah, I don't know.
It's almost as bad as Extra Mile Arena.
God. It's always Taco Bell.
It's Taco
It'll
Bell.
It'll always be Taco Bell.
I'll even call it Jackson's Arena.
Yeah.
Like, they're the same company.
Yeah, it ain't no Extra Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally is the same company.
Even Chevron.
That's whack. Whack. Yeah. Dr. Trump, you hearing this?
Whack is where Boise State might be going back if their football record keeps up. Might be going back to the WAC conference.
Oh, my God. No kidding. We just got to beat BYU, though.
Yep.
Got to beat BYU. And then if we beat BYU, season complete.
Sure.
That's all I want. All right. Vikings, Seahawks.
Yeah.
I'm...
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. The Seahawks defense just isn't good.
Yeah. And the sad part is I didn't even get to watch this game.
I didn't either, but Kirk Cousins played a good game. And Madison, Jefferson. Like
I saw Madison's highlights.
Yeah. Dude, the Vikings played good.
Yeah.
And I said this would be a close game, too. And it
did. It wasn't.
Yeah, bro. Like, I was like, what's going on? Seahawks just don't look good.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. But I just...
Like, yeah, they just haven't been the same since Legion of Boom, and they've tried to replicate it, but...
Yeah.
They're not hitting on their draft picks.
They really aren't.
They're not.
They could be doing a lot better.
Yeah, the Jamal Adams acquisition helped a little, but, like...
Not enough.
He can't cover. He can only blitz.
Yeah.
He's a good tackler.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, it's like, I mean, I don't know where they go from here, but Bobby Wagner's pretty much the heart and soul of that. If Bobby Wagner goes down, that defensive roster is not that good.
Yeah, no, I see.
It's literally just
sure.
Jamal Adams and then, like, a few other guys.
It's kind of like a I almost want to put the Seahawks in the same boat as the Patriots. It's like they have a few problems they just need to figure out.
Yeah, no, I know.
Very
right.
Solid, good team on paper, but it's like, you know, they need to be a few issues.
Right. But, I mean, the Seahawks, they have an all-pro quarterback.
That's what I'm saying, though, is, okay, then do I put them in the same boat as, like, the Bucs? Very good, solid, pretty solid offense. You got Wilson, you got Metcalf. You got a pretty solid offense. It's the defense that's like, in a little bit of like a hibernation stage.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think you can compare Russell Wilson to Brady.
No.
So, they're like in between those two teams.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
In my book.
You see what Jenna just sent us?
No.
She just texted. She's watching our stream right now, yeah.
Hey, shout out Jenna.
She goes, amazing stuff.
I saw that.
Queen. Thank you. Oh, yep. Seth Gomez. Fuck BYU, bro. Say that for me on the live. Fuck BYU.
There you go.
Fuck them Cougars. All right. Where were we? Seahawks, Vikings?
Yeah, we kind of wrapped it on that. Is that the last game?
Oh, no. Monday night. Dallas, Eagles.
Didn't get to watch it.
I watched the first half, then I went to the concert last night.
Looked like a blowout, right?
Yeah, no. I said it at the start of the show, too, when we were previewing week one. Dallas was my pick to win this division. Seth can vouch for me.
I was there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you were, too. And then he's like, you're going to buy into that clickbait, or like, you're buying into the bait again, once again, you know, Cowboys are going to win it. I'm like, dude, Mike McCarthy is the worst coach on that roster. The head coach, all he has to do is game manage, and he's not that good at it. Kellen Moore knows what the hell he's doing. He's going to get a head coaching job here soon.
I think he will, too.
Dan Quinn, not a head coach. If he's just a defensive coordinator, he's great. And he's been doing great for Dallas. Trevon Diggs, that corner they got.
Yeah.
It was like last year's draft or 2 years ago?
Two years ago,
I think. From Bama?
Yep.
Absolute dog. Dan Quinn brought over the two Falcons safeties that helped the Falcons be somewhat relevant.
Yeah.
They're thriving.
Oh, yeah.
Van Der Esch, when he's healthy, is good. I mean, without DeMarcus Lawrence, I was like, oh, shit, this team might go down. And then they haven't skipped a beat.
Literally have not.
Yeah, they just dropped 41 on the Eagles. So I was like, I think Dallas is easily winning this division.
It
looks good.
Exactly. Took the words out of my mouth. I was about to say, it looks pretty good for them.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a recap of week three. Let's get to week four.
How long have we been going? About 45 minutes.
Okay.
You want to just do kind of your upset picks of the week?
Sure, let's do that. Actually, I want to talk about the 3-0 teams right now.
Sure.
Raiders, Broncos, Panthers, Rams, Cardinals.
Buffalo's not 3-0? Oh, you're right. They had a week.
They lost to the Steelers week one.
That's right.
Throw out that game. I feel like that was week one games, they don't matter.
Yeah. No, that's like, who?
Yeah. Nah.
God, how are the Chiefs power ranked in front of the Broncos?
It's Mahomes.
They love Mahomes like they love Tatis.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find who's power ranked one.
It's got to be the Rams, dude.
Yeah, they are. No way the Cardinals are power ranked second.
Yeah, they're just looking at record at that point. Just kind of.
I'd put the Bills in front of the Rams.
I would. Rams,
sorry, in front of the Cardinals.
Okay, yeah. No, I would too. Bills have a better team, a little more playoff experience, too. But, yeah, I want to talk about these teams. Which 3-0 team are you not buying right now? And I don't think it's the Rams or Cardinals.
Not buying?
Yeah, like, who's, like, a fake 3-0 right now? I think it's between the Raiders, Broncos, and Panthers.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to say the Broncos.
That's fair.
As much as it probably is them, I don't think it is.
I don't. Think
I actually do think it's the. I think it's the Panthers.
I think it is too.
I don't know. It's kind of an awkward name thrown in there that you just didn't expect.
Right. And with McCaffrey going down,
I don't think they stay 3-0 this week.
Sam Darnold as the starting quarterback, which he's looked better.
Yeah, Sam Darnold has looked pretty decent. He's looked better,
but I mean, he's finally got weapons now and a decent defense. But oh yeah, so I want to talk about the Panthers defense. They look a lot better. I'm impressed by the defense. I think the defense is not a fluke, but I think they played an injury. I mean, they played basically half a Saints team. They just played the Texans.
Yeah.
And then who'd they play week one? The Jets.
The Jets.
So it's like, I mean, they're kind of in the same boat with the Broncos. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can say they whooped the Saints, but like half of that team was literally there. And that includes the coaching staff.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that makes a difference. And so they got the Cowboys next. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. And then they got the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Giants. Panthers kind of have a easy schedule so far.
Yeah. I think so. Probably not as easy as the Broncos, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's close. I think it's close, personally.
Yeah, but I mean, Broncos have played teams, all the teams the Broncos played have 0-3.
Right.
So.
But hey, these next 2 weeks, we're gonna see which team's the faker.
Yep, you're right.
We will. And that's why I always drop power rankings week 5. Because sometimes everyone gets that little boost at the start.
Yes, sir.
Because you remember when the Bears went 5-0?
I do.
Last year?
I do.
And we're like, what the hell?
Yeah, why?
What?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, Big Dick Nick Foles, let's go, the defense. They beat the Bucks.
They did.
And everyone's like, oh, shit, let's go Bears. And what, they end up going like 9-7?
Yeah, they only won, I think, yeah, 3 or 4 more games after that.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
All right, who's your biggest upset of the week?
Going into week 4, what we got? Jags, Bengals, Washington, Falcons, Texans, Bills, Lions, Bears.
Man, there's Cowboys. I got how many upsets do I got? I got 1, 2, 3. I got about 4 or 5 upsets this week.
And when you say upset, do you mean like against the betting odds?
Yes, I'm okay. Betting on the I'm betting the positive money line.
I really want to say one, but you're gonna give me shit.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Nah, you go first.
So my first one, I'll just start. You want what? No, you start with the game. I don't want to get ahead of your.
I want to say the Seahawks beat the Niners.
Yep, I have that same pick.
Yeah.
Yep, I have that same pick.
And I know I just bet on the Seahawks and lost, but I feel like this is a rivalry here.
Yeah.
This is like a legit rivalry in division. And I don't see the Seahawks losing 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and Russell Wilson.
And honestly, the Niners really well didn't play as good as, like they played good, but, like, I just don't think they played great last week.
Yeah.
Like, because they had the Sunday night game, yeah? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, and I was watching, I was like,
Yeah.
They played good, but they just played great.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I have that same pick, though. I have the Hawks beating the Niners. My next upset, I have the Vikings beating the Browns. That's my big upset of the week.
You're riding with the Vikes.
I am. And the money or the odds are Minnesota +2. So
see,
that's
going to be a good game.
See, that's what I'm thinking, pretty even spread at home. The Cleveland Browns are power ranked 8th. And their away record is 0-1. So yeah, I'm riding strong with the Vikings. I have them as my lowest pick, the number one. Jenna just texted us, who's the hottest NFL player? Hank Bachmeier, for sure.
What makes you say that, Rylan?
Who? What, for Hank or for the Vikings?
No, who's the hottest NFL player? You know Hank's, like, still in college.
But he's going to go to the NFL.
Which team? Okay, if Hank was to get drafted, what team would he go to?
Probably the Jets.
You think... what round?
4.
Fourth round? I bet Hank goes like, we can't spoil the news.
Yeah.
I think he gets signed to a practice squad.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a Brett Rypien story.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because he's battled injuries.
But that's still an NFL squad.
That is. And you know what? You know what team he should go to? Steelers.
Oh. Hurricane Hank in Pittsburgh?
No.
I could see that. And Jenna seems like a Pittsburgh gal.
Yeah. Jenna could rock the gold and black.
For sure.
I guess, what is it? Is it gold or is it like yellow?
It's like a yellow.
It's like, yeah, the Saints got gold.
But Jenna would make it gold. For sure. Yeah.
That'd be the new hold the mic colors.
Oh yeah. Shout out hold the mic.
She goes, "No, I'm going to be a trophy wife."
But anyway,
I mean, it's, dude, okay, serious. It's got to be Garoppolo. That dude can walk into a bar and get any girl.
I was going to say Brady.
I think I'd go Garoppolo.
I'm riding Brady just cuz look at Brady's wife.
Oh, obviously Giselle. She's like a freaking model.
But like also like
And
Brady,
Brady for his age, insane. I will say that. Like, yeah, whatever he's doing, it's clearly working. But Garoppolo, I mean, what, he's like, what, 29?
Yeah.
Garoppolo could get any girl he wanted to. So. And he doesn't have to be good. Honestly.
That's true. Because he's not good.
It's got to be Garoppolo. Who's another stud?
Gronk? You riding the Gronk train? I know I'm picking Bucks, but like.
He's such a meathead, bro.
But like.
I mean, dude, honestly, Herbert, he's kind of a dog.
A little bit. A little bit.
Herbert's got the flow, too. He's got good hair.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know who else. My mom has the biggest crush on Aaron Rodgers.
Jenna, Aaron Rodgers, this like mullet thing going on is terrible, but Jenna has a message retracted in the chat. Like, she deleted it. But she said she's a Jimmy G super fan, so go Niners.
Yep, see? I remember her telling me that, and she's right.
Dude. Jimmy can get it any day.
Dude, she's right. Like, he took this one porn star on a date. Dude, and did you see what she looked like?
No.
Oh, my.
She's smoking?
Dude. Yes. I can't remember what her name was, but my God.
God.
Jimmy, whatever he's doing, it's working. Not gonna lie.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah. And he's... Oh, you know what's funny? So we said Belichick and Garoppolo. Or we said Brady and Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Belichick's sons.
Literally.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Belichick just spits studs.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just... That's the Patriots way. And
I
we
bet
said
Belichick must have been a stud back in the day then. Just a iron horse. Stallion.
Yeah, and then he hit 30 and just...
then became...
Mad depressed.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, I only live for football.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, back to upsets.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Vikings. I'm riding Vikings against the Browns. You riding with me or you ride the next bus?
I'm gonna wait for the next bus. You ready for this one?
Let's hear it.
You know what? No, I don't. Yeah, I like the Colts over the Dolphins.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Colts beat the Dolphins.
I was going back and forth with that pick. I ended up picking the Dolphins. I might switch depending on some reports later in the week. But as of right now, I'm riding with the Dolphins. They came out so strong against the Raiders. And now they're back at home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why.
That's a tough loss, but I feel like this Colts team, they know that their back's against the wall now. Like, yeah. If we go 0-4, we're fucked. You see what I'm saying?
That is true.
And I said it last week. I know that they lost to the freaking Titans, but they're well coached.
Should this be the bet of the week, or you want to save that for the Lions-Bears game?
You mean lock of the week?
No, like bet between me and you.
Oh, which one should we do?
Well, who you got for the Lions and Bears?
Lions.
I got the Lions, too.
I think the Lions get a win here.
You got Colts. I got Dolphins. We'll run that.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm down.
Okay,
Colts-Dolphins is the Ryland Ryan bet of the week.
Yep, that's it.
The disagreement bet of the week. Let's go, Colts!
Dolphins.
Okay, I'm going to get even with you here.
Here we go.
Giants-Saints. Saints are going to whoop them. Or they should.
Yeah.
That's the first Saints home game, too, after the Hurricane. I feel like they're going to go off.
God, Hurricane Hank coming in there.
Oh, that's where Hank should go. He should go to NOLA. Hank should go to the Saints.
Yeah. No, I got I'll just kind of read off my pick. I got Bills against the Texans. I got Chiefs versus Eagles. I got the Bucks against the Patriots. I got Titans against the Jets. And those are all kind of, you know, just gimme picks.
Those are gimme picks. I'm sure you got the Saints or the Giants.
Saints versus the Giants. I got the Rams against the Cardinals.
Ooh, who do you have, Broncos or Ravens?
I have the Broncos just because that's, you know.
Bro, I Denver's favored.
Win. Yeah, I know. I think we'll pull it off.
It's minus one, too, man. That can go any.
It's like playing
way.
The Rockies. Like, no visiting team likes to go to Mile High.
That's fair.
So, I mean, I got the Broncos. I got Bengals against the Jags. I got Packers against the Steelers. Cowboys against the Panthers. I got the Chargers beating the Raiders this week.
Dude, I'm very excited for this Monday night game.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be fun. It's going to be in SoFi. Chargers are riding high off the win against the Chiefs, and the Raiders are trying to protect the undefeated record.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
My one I was going to maybe go to Vegas Sports Advantage on. The football team versus the Falcons. I'm very indecisive on that one. I have the football team right now.
Oh, that's a tough one.
But
let me see if Vegas texted me about that game. No, they don't have the line yet on that.
Because right now it's ATL plus 1.5, money lines minus 120 Washington, plus 100 Atlanta, over under 48. I think it's going to be another sloppy game.
I think you stay away from this, folks. I think you stay away from this game.
Definitely. I'm not going to put any money on this game, but I need him for my pick'em league because I have to pick the winner of every game.
And don't you have to pick a new team every week?
No, so...
you don't do... Oh, gotcha.
So the way I go is, like, it's off CBS, so, like, I just go down the list, and it shows me all the games.
Okay.
And then I just pick who I think is going to win, and then...
Oh, okay.
There's so you just, out of 16 points, so, you know, like, the ones you think are locks, you put for 16, and then you have 15,
gotcha.
14, you know, all the way down to 1.
Gotcha.
And when there's buys, it sometimes is like, it goes down to 3 or 4.
Have you heard of the Survivor Leagues?
Is that the loser pool? Where you pick what team will lose that week? My mom's in a loser pool, and you get, like, you have, like, a certain amount of picks. Like, you buy in, like, it's, like, you know, say $15 an entry.
Right.
And that's how many picks you get, and you pick what team or teams will lose that week. So I told my mom, I said, Mom, you should have picked the Chiefs last week because I would, like, the Chiefs will probably never lose, most likely. Get, like, you know.
Right.
That's a hard team to get eliminated on.
So, yeah, you have to pick a new team every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's
and
like,
once you pick him, you can't pick him again.
Correct. So it's the winner's side of that.
Okay, yeah. So
you have to pick
who's gonna, loser one.
Gotcha. But yeah, I feel like that'd be so fun.
And like and there's like hundreds of people in it, you know, because it's just like some lady. But yeah, like the winner takes home like, I think over $1,000 in some of those leagues.
$1,000?
You think Jenna's talking about me or you?
She's talking about both of us.
But she said you. Who's she talking to, me or you?
You are very entertaining.
Because she would have said y'all. It feels like a group FaceTime.
Yeah,
because
she's from Georgia. That's why.
It's true.
She got family in Georgia.
No, she's a Georgia resident now.
Yeah.
She's out of the IE.
Yeah.
The IE is the Inland Empire, if you didn't know that.
I was going to say IE. But yeah, no.
Jenna said go Falcons, by the way, in the chat. So maybe I'm going to switch to the Falcons because of that.
Go Falcons? Oh.
I'm going to ride Matt Ryan. Back-to-back weeks, just like I'm riding the Vikings.
See, as a Saints fan, though, I can never root for Atlanta. That's our blood rivalry.
Gotcha. I'm going to put that lower.
I think Atlanta can win this game, dude. Like, it's not a bad pick at all. I think this is like the, what game was this like last week? This was literally like the Giants-Falcons game.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And it's the Falcons again.
Yeah, maybe it's just the Falcons.
See?
I'm
riding Matty Ice. I'm riding with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of want to go Washington just to play a little devil's advocate.
We already have a bet this week, though, so.
I know we do, and I'm more confident about that one, so, yeah, I want to stay away from that.
This is kind of funny. Now that Jenna says a group FaceTime, because I can't see you through this computer. People can't really see there's a computer in front of me.
Yeah.
And I can't see Ryan, but I'm looking. Like, I'm making eye contact
Ryan.
With you.
Yeah.
Through the screen. So, like, it always looks like you're looking at me, but you're really not. You're looking at the camera over there.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea.
So, like, I'm doing all these hands. Like, I'm talking with my hands, and, like, you're, like...
I just hear your voice.
Yeah.
I'm saying, oh, hey,
the
Ryan.
Voice of God.
Yeah.
We should have Jenna on the podcast.
Dude, I've been asking her, and
Jenna,
she just...
Jenna, what's up with that?
I ask her, and she just goes, nah.
Damn.
I'm just like...
Look, and I'm holding this mic right here in my hand, too.
Hold the mic. I think I asked her recently, and she said she would.
I want her to come on my podcast too.
Yeah.
But she told me she doesn't wait in line, so.
I thought that was so funny. You were like, well, we kind of got a wait list, yeah.
But actually, I think we actually are going to try and have her on either next week or the week after.
Yo, get me on too.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm down. I don't know what you guys talk about, but.
You never know. That's literally the name of the podcast. You never know podcast.
That was a good plug. That was a good plug.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you for that.
Preach.
Yeah. If you could, what would be a funny Halloween costume idea? Halloween is approaching.
Dude, I was literally just talking about this today.
Really? What would be like a cool like sports NFL Halloween costume?
Sports NFL.
Like what would Zach be something Wilson. Funny? Ooh, spooky. Or like just like interception, have like Zach Wilson on it or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, just wear like a headband.
Just get, yeah, like the Nike headband.
Print out like the Jordan logo and just tape it on your forehead.
And just like Joseph Smith.
Yeah, you could probably rock it. You don't have straight hair, but you got like the long hair for the headband.
Yeah, okay. If I could rock one NFL player for Halloween that I look like the most, who would it be?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not, I couldn't put names to faces. I'm just going to say Zach Wilson because you love him so much.
It's not Zach Wilson.
Jenna would probably know.
What about Herbert?
I think your hair's too curly.
Too curly?
Because Herbert doesn't have curly hair, does he? It's like kind of.
No, but he's kind of got the flow going. That's what I was like thinking. Like I was going to.
Okay.
They obviously have to be white, so slim pickings here.
Yeah.
What about a baseball player?
Ooh.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah. Baseball. Harrison Bader?
Dude, I was kind of thinking Bader.
Yeah.
Kind of like that's the Cardinals guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of good.
He's been on a tear lately. I picked him up in fantasy. He was a sleeper.
That whole team's been on a tear, bro.
Dude, 15-0. Did they win tonight? Actually, the Dodger game's been going on for like 20 minutes. They're playing the Padres.
Bro,
eliminated.
Did you see
Padres fans can suck it.
Yeah, good. Dude, they were so disappointing.
And the funny thing was, I was rooting for him whenever they played San Fran. And they still play him one more time, so I'll be a Padres fan. One more series, but not this one. We're actually up. Trey Turner hit an RBI double in the bottom of the first.
How'd the Giants do?
They are playing right now, I believe.
Are they losing? Probably not.
It's tied right now. Top of the fourth, D-backs have the bases loaded. Full count. It's in San Fran, so D-backs are up with bases loaded.
Jenna said, straighten your hair and be Trevor Lawrence. I don't think my hair is long enough.
Yeah.
Because Lawrence has it like down to here.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It could be Rodgers. Because he's kind of got that hair going. Or Herbert.
You know who's got that Rodgers haircut? Is Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew Thornburg wants to come on. He's kind of got that, like, that straight, Thornburg. Like, you know, that flow that Rodgers does.
Yeah. It's like kind of like, yeah, it's like the straight in the back.
Yeah.
Dude, Rodgers has got to cut his hair.
He does, dude.
Bro, he looks homeless.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
He looks like he just doesn't care about life anymore.
He's playing night though.
Oh yeah, he's just that talented.
Cody Bellinger cut his hair, and hopefully
that fucking sparks something.
He got activated tonight, so because Pujols went on the IL for COVID reasons.
So was Bellinger hurt, or did we just like send him down to figure shit out?
Send him to the barbershop is where we sent him. No, he actually was hurt. He had a fractured or like a partially fractured rib or something like that. But he was only out for like a week. So I don't know how, maybe it's like a bruised rib.
Damn, bro, a rib injury? I feel like you need more time.
I don't know. Who knows with that guy?
God damn.
I saw a TikTok. I think I sent you the TikTok about Bellinger. It's like, we need the Bellinger that cut his hair, and he did that. And then it was like, go back to dating that girl. I didn't realize he switched girls, and then he has a kid with her now.
He did?
Yeah, his new girl's not that hot.
What a dog. Let me see if I can find it. No. Oh, yeah, I think this is it. How to fix Cody Bellinger 3-step guide.
Yeah, exactly.
Change walk-up song back to Hotel California.
It's going to get copyrighted. Careful.
Get haircut.
And then it's like, go back to Danny.
Get back with her. God, what did he do? Dude, he did something wrong.
Yeah.
Damn, she was good.
Yeah, his new girl's not that hot. And he's having a kid with her, so.
What?
Yeah, he's going to be a dad. I think he's expecting in February. Cody Bellinger's not ready for to be a dad.
No, he's not. He's always too high. He's probably going to be high for the first birth of his child.
Seager could be a dad.
Oh, yeah.
Seager's easily. Wife's cooking.
You think so?
Yeah.
Corey Seager, his wife?
Yeah.
Bro, I think he could have done way better.
I mean, she does seem a little controlling.
No, I think it's just because, like, they're high school sweethearts.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Oh, it's okay.
So, like, I don't know. I'm good happy for him. Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's working and he's happy, I'm all for
Hopefully
it.
She lets him stay in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we need Corey Seager. Bro, he is on a tear right now.
Dude, 2 home runs the other night.
An absolute tear. And that's good. October's right around the corner. Yes, we need players to catch fire and stat.
Yeah.
Betts is kind of finding his groove. Turner doing his thing.
I was saying Justin Turner's been on a steady roll. Chris Taylor's AJ Pollock gets hurt, comes back, still red hot.
Let's go.
Dude, Muncy fell off though.
Yeah.
So lefties are on a little slump.
I know.
Well, Bellinger's been on a season long slump, but
yeah, dude. Him and Yelich.
Yeah. What? Yelich got degraded to a gold card in the show.
No, he's a silver.
No way. Yeah. I haven't played the show in so long.
He's a silver now, bro. God. Yeah, it's weird. Same with Bellinger.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, what the fuck's happening?
Damn.
Okay,
got
so.
Anything else to talk about?
Yeah, last thing before we wrap up, we'll stick to the NFL here. So out of the 0-3 teams, Jets, Giants, Jaguars, and Falcons?
Nope, Falcons got to win.
Falcons got to win.
And they're about to get another one.
There's one more. Who was it? Jets. Colts! That's what it was.
Yes.
Jets, Colts, Giants. Oh, and the Lions.
Who gets their first win?
No, who needs to start hitting the freaking panic button?
Oh.
All of them? Or...
I think the Colts.
Oh, no. Okay, so yeah. Who out of those... Who has first pick potential?
First pick potential?
Yeah, like number one pick.
That would be the worst team, right?
Correct.
The Jets. I just think it's...
I think it's the Giants.
I think the Jets lose every game.
No, there's no. They're going to win at least two.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Dude, it's actually, like, hard to go 0-16.
I know, and I think they will do it.
You have to, like, try to, yeah, like, lose.
Well, they
every
drafted
game.
Zach Wilson, so obviously they're trying something.
Oh, my God. Dude, just wait till next year. Just wait. You are
That's
literally
not this
gonna,
year, though.
Yes, I know, because he's a rookie. Watch. I think Trevor Lawrence, same reason. Like, he leads the league in interceptions. Just
I think
wait.
Trevor Lawrence has 4 wins this year.
That's fair. I feel like the Jets could, too.
Zach Wilson, I'll hold it up so you can see it.
Zero
wins.
Do you want to make a bet? I will give you $100 if the Jets go winless.
I don't have $100 to see. Because one win, that's
well, you're so confident, Rylan. What happened?
I mean, I'm confident, but like...
Oh, then, like, put your money where your freaking mouth is, kid.
Fuck off. But no, I just don't see them, like... Like, I think if they do win a game, it's going to be, like, on a slip-up, like, you know, fumbled, like, punt return or some bullshit like that. Like, it's not going to be, like, Zach Wilson goes off and saves the day and becomes...
No, he's going to throw 5 touchdowns.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, 5 touchdowns this whole season, maybe.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? That would be the most disappointing.
I think he's the biggest bust of this class.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's no way.
Well...
Well, I mean, okay. So here's the thing. I think,
Jenna, did you see what Jenna said?
Yes, and I'm about to explain why. So there is talent there. You can see it.
Where?
In like the way
the
he
stands?
Throws, dude, bro. He has 0 weapons right now. The offensive line horrible. The defense
even worse.
So it's like if he was on the Bears. I mean, I know we can play the if game all we want, but it's gonna take a few years. It's the Jets.
I don't got a few years to wait, though.
You're going to have to. It's the Jets.
The
new coach.
I feel like the Jets have been shit for, like, the past 3 years. What? I'm still waiting.
No,
I have to wait another 3 years?
It's been, like, 8 years.
I'm going to be 30 by the time the Jets get their first win.
Probably. If they don't. I mean, I think they killed this draft, though. They got an offensive lineman. He's doing good.
Yeah, real good with 9 sacks.
The their left tackle's down. Their Pro Bowl left tackle went down. I think that's kind of a reason there. See, so that's unfortunate.
Sorry, I'm not
buying I don't know.
It.
I feel like he just gets too much hate when he's...
Because he sucks.
I think he's way more talented than Darnold. You know what? Oh, you know what, Rylan? I got you. Remember Josh Allen's rookie year?
Yes.
It was bad, wasn't it?
It wasn't the best.
It was bad.
Yeah. So you think Zach Wilson turns into... Josh Allen?
I'm just saying, some quarterbacks on some teams
need time
to develop.
Okay.
Because he was with a rookie head coach as well. They built around him. They went out and got Diggs. just absolutely took off.
But I will still shit talk Zach Wilson.
No, please. I think it's funny.
All day, every day, until he proves himself.
And I will stick up for him. How about this? And this is my personal opinion. I don't consider a player a bust until year three. That's when you can give him a bust label.
God, you have tons of time to wait around. I'm gonna need to go now.
You have to, bro. That's just what it is.
It's true.
Some players just need time. You know?
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
I got you.
McCaffrey's rookie year wasn't that great.
It's true. Football's different, though. I'm not a football guy.
I feel like basketball is kind of the same way. And baseball. Baseball's probably everyone stays in the minors for at least 4 years.
Unless you're Mike Trout.
Unless you're like Mike Trout or Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Usually pitchers have to wait there for a while.
Yeah, or they don't even make it.
Exactly. Basketball, Giannis.
True.
Jokic.
Yeah.
Some players blossom, really quick, but Lonzo Ball has gotten a lot better since his rookie year.
Damn.
It just takes time. And I think Zach Wilson, it's going to be that. It's going to be that same situation. But if he literally hasn't fixed anything year three, I will stop defending him. You've heard it here first.
Gotcha.
I will stop defending him.
All right. Love it.
Okay. That's my Zach Wilson defense of the week.
It's more defense than he got all week.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Jets are bad. But I think there's hope. But it's not going to be this year.
Whatever you say, Captain.
All right. I hope y'all... Oh, you're not going to see us Thursday. That's why we kind of previewed week four a little. Look for our Twitter account. We're going to tweet some bets. Vegas Sports Advantage is going to text me some picks. Y'all don't want to miss them. It's free money. Make sure you're following us. Make sure to subscribe to the Patreon. It's your boy, Ryan Seeker, and your other boy, Rylan Dawson.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you next week.
Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Nowitzki again for the lead.
Now it's time for the takeover.